greet you all in the precious name of Jesus. Especially extend a welcome to Sanford Yoder's family. It's good to have you join us again for service here. I invite you to turn to Psalm 145. Maybe before I do that, I'll have some introductory comments about our trip to Kenya. We had a very nice time, and we bring back greetings from Joe and Marilyn, their family. And I won't take time to reflect on everything that we saw and heard and took in, but we were reminded that serving the Lord is similar to marriage vows, that we commit to do it in sickness and in health. And our time there turned out a little differently than we had planned. Bertha and I both experienced a little bit of sickness, but Joe's whole family came down with fever and coughing. And so that obviously changed some of our plans, but we know it was in the Lord's hands, and we trust that for whatever reason it was meant to be that way. And they are, other than the sickness that they experienced, they are doing well and seem to be very well adjusted to life there. And it was good to get a picture into their world. And we'll move on now. Psalm 145, I'd like to read it and then make a number of comments as we look at the psalm. I will extol you, O my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power, to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. This is a psalm of God's majesty and love. In verses 1 to 3, we see that God is so great. He is to be extolled, he is to be blessed. And the psalmist says, every day I will bless you. I trust that that is what we do as well, that every day we bless the Lord. It is not about how we're feeling, it's not about whether the Lord, we feel like the Lord has been blessing us, but it is because God is so great, God is so majestic, he is so holy and above us that he deserves us to bless him. We can never praise him enough or too much. And God loves to hear the praise from a sincere heart. That's what I see in verses 1 to 3. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Then from verses 4 to 7, we see that God intends that generations pass on praise and declaration of what God has done. So part of parental training is to make known to children, to grandchildren, and if we live to see our great-grandchildren, the goodness of God. And it's interesting to see that at the end of verse 7, it says, not only will we utter the memory of your great goodness, but we will sing of your righteousness. Singing is such an important part of praise, of worship, of us, of our heart being able to express to God maybe something we don't even know is there, but it can put into words what our heart is feeling, what we are sensing, and the way we want to honor God. Looking then at verses 8 and 9, we see the psalmist reminds us of some attributes of God. And those listed are the ones that draw us to him. He is gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, and great in mercy. He is good to all. His tender mercies are over all his works. Those are drawing attributes. They are inviting us into his presence, to come before him. Now we know that God is also a God of justice, a God of judgment, a God of wrath, and a God of fear. And those are important attributes as well. But those tend to remind us of who we are. But the attributes of mercy and love and compassion are the ones that invite us to come to him. And so I invite you this morning to come into his presence because he is gracious and full of compassion. And he longs to purge out the sin, the unrighteousness in our hearts. But he draws us first and then shows us those things and we respond. Looking at verses 10 to 13 then. The psalmist reminds us that God's kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. It is powerful because that all his works praise him and his saints bless him. And his kingdom is glorious and majestic. And we are called to praise him because of his kingdom. Verse 11 says, they shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power. And I don't know if this is referring back to the generations, but I think it could be that we pass on from generation to generation the glory and the majesty of his kingdom. And we talk of that to the oncoming generations and to encourage each of us to become a part of that kingdom, the kingdom that that is eternal, and that will span eternity, nations and kingdoms of this world will only last for as long as time lasts, but God's kingdom is everlasting. Looking then at verses 14 to 16, we see that God cares deeply for the downtrodden. It is his desire that all people turn their eyes to him and he will provide for them. And I think this evening we'll have an opportunity to see how the Lord is reaching the downtrodden, the refugees. And so I encourage you to come and hear how the Lord is working there. But so if God cares for those, we are called also to care for them and to do what we can to help. And then the end of verses 17 to 21, the Lord is righteous and gracious. God hears the cry of honesty. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. It says truth, but I think of honesty, of us coming to him with nothing hidden. We are honest before him. He longs to satisfy the deepest longings of our heart. And it says the Lord preserves or keeps those who love him, but he will destroy the wicked. So it's a contrast here. He preserves, he keeps those who love him, but for those who reject him, the wicked, he will destroy. So I just encourage you and invite you to join the psalmist in saying that our mouth will speak the praise of the Lord. All creation sings his praise, so let's join in. All creation, other than humans, God has designed that they will praise, but he has given us a choice. And this morning I invite you, you that have breath, to praise him and to honor and glorify him, for he alone is worthy, and he is great above all things, and his kingdom is everlasting. Let's bow for prayer. Our kind Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. Lord, it's a privilege and an honor to be able to come into your presence through the name of Jesus Christ, through the work of Jesus. And Lord, we've just been reminded again this morning through the psalmist that you are great, you are a good God, and that you call to us in compassion, in mercy, in love, and you want us to come near to you. And as the Hebrew writer says, you've invited us to come boldly before your throne that we may receive grace to help in time of need. And so, Lord, this morning we need you. And so we're coming and pleading for your grace. And Lord, we want to do our best in bringing praise and honor and worship to you today as we have met. And so help us to do that, and help us to remember that we ourselves are, if we focus on ourselves, that is the enemy of worship and praise. And so we want to focus on you. We pray this through Christ. Amen.